Hallelujah, Yahweh. Come on, lift your hands and shout, Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Hallelujah,
Yahweh. Hallelujah,
thank you, Abba.
For this is the day of our precious Abba. We will rejoice in this high Shabbat. We'll diligently seek your face. And we will take great honor to be elected according to your sovereign power, to choose a people, your seed, the remnant of the house of Israel, and to make us one in Hamashiach, to know the will of our Abba. So we ask you today to bless the hearers, that their ears may be open. Those that are listening by the live stream, those that may hear this message sometimes in the distance, we pray that the fervent of your Ruah will rest upon it, will cause the heart of those that hear to consider what you have said and what you have commanded to your house. So revive us today with the refreshments of your word, your truth, that our heart will hold fast to every nugget of truth, every scintilla of life that is found in your truth. We ask you to anoint your manservant today, that he speak with clarity, understanding, and above all patience, that every word may be spoken with great clarity. We ask it all in the mighty name of Hamashiach, the Lamb of Israel, the hope of the whole house of Israel. And all the people of Yahweh cried, Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Look to your neighbor and say unto them, Shabbat Eliashim. May Yahweh keep you today. Yahweh bless you all. You may be seated. We do bless him for all things. We do thank him. I certainly do. We consider all that he has done in the midst of a generation, the time that we are in, whereby the thought of Yahweh is not even in the mindset of a people. We're taken by every kind of schism and ism there is, but truth does not penetrate the heart of this generation. There's a people that have chosen their own path. They have said within their own corrupt hearts, I will go my own way. I will do what is pleasing to me, what I perceive to be the right path. But it's not the right path. There's only one. There's only one way. There is not a multiple way, it's only one. When a generation is so defiant of Yahweh, they reject His truth. It's a generation that doesn't believe in truth. And there's a reason why. As we search Scripture, and if we diligently search Scripture, we will see the reason and why things are, and why Yahweh has allowed things to be. It's a generation that rejects His Torah. There's no justice in this generation. The homes are not one. There's no strength of His power in the midst. So you have a people that is far removed from Almighty Yahweh. The mind is given over unto seduction. And the heart is completely corrupt. It is vile. It's full of depravity, because iniquity is the strength of this generation. They are of their father, the devil. For he does not abide in the truth of Yahweh. He can never live it. He never teaches it. And he never walks in the truth. He is a liar. A liar from the beginning. I want to take us today, and I want you all to hear clearly. I want you to understand what Scripture says. It is not some figment or some imagination of Pastor Roberts. It is either full of validity in the book or it is a false assumption. This is a generation, as I say often, it is a beastly generation. The people of Yahweh, they are beastly people. Now the nature of a beast, the mindset is beastly. It is not of the seed of the truth of Almighty Yahweh. Well, Pastor Roberts, you say that. You show me in Scripture so that we may know the validity of that statement. And if Scripture says that, you must understand that the kingdom that shall be established, it must first of all be established in the mind and the heart of man. Jotan has done a marvelous job to do that, because Yahweh has given him power to do that. I know we don't believe Scripture because we have no affection for Scripture. We have affection for everything that removes us away from Scripture. But when it comes to Scripture, there is no pure love for Scripture. There's a kingdom of power that shall be established. And it's already established because Yahweh says so. I want to begin reading in the book of Jeremiah chapter 31. I will read this, and if you think that it is a false statement, then I would leave at the present moment after I finish reading this. And if you think it's a statement of validity, then you better take heed and adhere to what Yahweh is trying to convey unto a people. It says in Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 27. Yahweh says, it says, behold, or see, I want you to shema. I want you to understand. I want you to know this without doubt. The days come, says Yahweh. Look what he says now. I want you to comprehend this. I want you to hear it. Do not allow anything to distract you. Hear what it says. That I will. Now, is this Yahweh in the first person? Is he speaking? He said, I will. I will not commit this to anyone else. He said, but I will. I will not dispense this into the hands of the Melechims. But Yahweh says, I will sow the Bayet of Yisrael and the Bayet of Yahuda. Look what he says now. I'm going to sow in the house of Yisrael and the Bayet of Yahuda with the seed of who? Man Adam. I'm going to sow in that house Yahuda and Yisrael, the seed of man, and with the seed of what? And with the seed of beasts. He said, will be a generation and a people in that time. It will not be of the seed of the fullness of man. And the only strength and the power of the fullness of man is that when he walked in the power of HaKodesh Ruah. He always says, because they have rejected my Torah. Because they have defied my covenant relationship. He said, in the midst of that house, I will cause them to come together with this mentality of heathenistic nature, with the seed of a beast. It will carry out the same attributes. It will act like a beast. It will walk like a beast. Why? Because there shall be a government that is of a beastly nature. And those that have the perfect Torah of Yahweh sown in their heart will be the only one to escape. He said, I will take this spirit of this beastly attitude and I will incorporate this in the things in the heart of man because he has rejected Yahweh. And we find this beastly mentality, this spirit that is so heathenistic. The spirit that denies Yahweh, it rejects Torah. We find it among the religious establishment today. Everywhere you go, they defy the Torah. They reject the Tanakh of Yahweh. They reject the truth, the renewed covenant. We find that today. He said, I will cause the beastly spirit the heathen ways to be sown in the heart of Yehuda and Yisrael, because they have rejected me. They have turned their heart away from my Torah, from what I command them. And if you look at this generation today, you look at this people, it is a beastly mindset like no other generation. It defies Yahweh. It has no honor or no respect for the decencies and the righteous ways of Yahweh. It rejects that. Why? Because it is a sub-nature of the people that Yahweh created. There's an imbalance there. It is a beast nature. A beast will recoil. A beast will reject. You have a people today that rebel. They reject Yahweh. They defy Him and they deny Him because there is a heathen seed in His house today. There's a heathenistic nature in the house of Yisrael today. I will sow the seed of man, the seed of Adam, with the seed of the beast in the house of Yehuda, and that is simply that Yahweh shall be praised. And Yisrael, Yahweh prevails, and yet he must go to this extreme to sow in the midst or to plant. We understand the parable that the sower went forth and he sowed the seed, and the wicked one Shatan came and he sowed tares among the midst of them. And it looked as though that it had all the growth, had all the purity, but there was no substance there at all. There was no true nature to the tare. And you find a people today that their heart is not committed unto Yahweh. We commit to every kind of delusion and seduction. But when it comes to Yahweh, there is no righteous Torah in the heart of this generation. Why? Because there's the nature of that beast that resists and recoils, and it vacillates between what is right and what is wrong. It holds fast to that which is wrong, and it tries to hold fast to that which is right. It cannot be that way. It cannot. And so there is a beast nature and a seed sown in the midst of the heart of Yisrael, Yehuda. Why? Because there is a government that is already established in the earth. It is already sown in the heart of man. The seed is there that it shall receive the power that be, this false pseudo prophet that will speak great words and great power of seduction to draw the vases of the people into that fellowship to rinse and turn against Torah teaching and truth. Now that is the truth. This whole nation is built upon that. Very few that possess the desire to serve Yahweh, because a beastly natured people will not submit or subject themselves unto Almighty Yahweh. When you corner a beast, it will resort to its first instinct of defense. We don't try to defend ourselves, do we? We never resort to that kind of tactic, do we? We never resort to some kind of defense. When the truth is spoken of what things in our life, we don't do that, do we? I'm quite sure we don't do that. You cause those canines to be put in a position whereby they sense that they are helpless, and there is no other way to recoil but to go into their defensive mode. And we are a people that will defend every kind of vile, unrighteous way. Our own sins and our corruptions. Our vile, depraved mind, whereby the spirit of Ichabod and the power of Ichabod rule. But when it comes to the Torah of Yahweh, what He commands us to do, we throw that behind our backs. We reject that. And this is the strength of the kingdom that shall be. There is no other kingdom will be like the kingdom that shall be raised up in this hour. Even with all the mighty works of the Egyptians and the Greco-Roman Empire and the Roman Empire, the Medo-Persian, there is no kingdom like this kingdom. There is no government or power to rule like the power today. Why? Because they have actually. And the strength of it is to literally take control of the mind of man. And the mind of man is control. And Yahweh said something in his scripture. He put something there that he said, I will do something that is so dynamic that only Israel will know what I have done. And Yahuda will understand. And they shall be one because the deliverance of their hope in Yahshua HaMashiach. They shall know that this is the work of Yahweh. This is a generation that doesn't know the work of Yahweh. This is a generation that has no comprehension of the works of Almighty Yahweh. And in order for this power that be to establish the dominancy of his kingdom, he must control the thinking and manipulate the ability of man to think. And everything today manipulates us. What you buy, what you wear, what you eat, where you go, everything. Because man shall be brought into a corral like they do beasts in a lots, in a cattle lot. They corral them by the thousands for the slaughter. And Yahweh has purposed it in his heart for it to be so. And the reason why? Because this is a people and a nation that has rejected Torah. The mitzvot of Yahweh have no power today. The traditions have made void Yahweh's truth. And he said to Yehuda and Yisrael, I shall cause the seed. When he made man, did he not put the breath of life in him? Did he not impart in him the power of his Ruah and the mind of Yahweh? That he named every creature upon the face of the earth and that he dialogued with Yahweh. Did he not do that? We can't even dialogue with Yahweh today. We don't even commune with him. Our prayers have no significant value today. They have no great urgency to our heart. It is not something that we are driven to do or compelled to do by our own lack and by our own sins that we have committed. We are not compelled to do that. It is a deceived generation and a corrupt generation. He said, I will sow the seed of Adam, man, the man that I created in my image, in my righteous Torah, in my order, in my dimension. He said, I will take that seed of the thing that is in his love, and I will cause the seed of the beast, and a birth that shall come forth, that it shall be a deformed birth. This is a deformed nation. The sons and daughters today are deformed. Their minds are deformed. I'm talking about at birth, their minds are deformed. Why? Because there's no Torah there. Parents are deformed today. Why? Because they have rejected Torah. They have rejected what Yahweh has said. They will not take heed to what he has commanded them to do. So I will mingle the seed. Men calls it bestiality today. I will mingle the seed of man with beasts. Can I tell you something? That there is a literal practice of that. That they take the semen of man and the eggs of beasts and they make these contorted beasts and these animals. Yahweh said, I'm going to cause them to do it in a dimension that is far greater than that. They literally take the semen of man and the eggs of beasts and they create these things just for the DNA. And just for the cell structure, and they incorporate that in different type food products and different things. That's what man is doing today. To create something that is so genetically viable that not even the powers of Yahweh's son to scorch it can kill it. They have defied Yahweh. Can I take you to one account? I'm going to finish the course today. There was one by the name of Nebuchadnezzar. He was the king of Babylon. And this is the power of Babylon here. America is the strength of Babylon. She is a confused, beastly nation. The mindset of the people are beastly. There's a beastly mindset today. The only thing that's going to help you, I will show you in scripture. And the only identity to Yehuda and Israel, it must be according to Scripture. It cannot be according to your doctrines or your theology, but it must be according to Scripture. When Nebuchadnezzar, when he saw the great and the zenith of his kingdom power, and there were none of the pseudo prophets that could reveal unto him what things shall be, yet in the midst of that nation was one, by the name of Belshazzar, Daniel. And he was very deeply troubled, because he said, "Man, I want to tell you something. You have exalted yourself above the pinnacle of Yahweh's righteousness. Is this nation not like that? Are your sons and daughters, they will tell you their rights. You will tell Yahweh you're right in your wrong. You will defy Torah to establish your own wicked, corrupt ways." And he said to him, "You have defied the Most High." He said, "You're going to be brought down like a beast in the field." Now that is a metaphor or a symbolism of actuality of the kingdom that shall be. Listen to me. He brought that to fulfillment in the heart of man. A beast nature. His nails grew like claws, and he ranged out in the dew, and he ate grass like a beast. Because he exalted himself above Yahweh. He says, and he said in his heart, "I don't have to do that." Yahweh tells us to keep his moeds and his feast days. He tells us to remember the Shabbat and keep it Kodesh. And we say within this corrupt, vile, depraved heart, "I shall not do it." It is the seed of a beast. It is not the seed of Yahweh. And we make provisions not to do what Yahweh commands us. He is not a liar. He is not like man, brothers and sisters. He is not like man. He created man. And we see this mindset of this heart of Babylon. And this is the mindset and the heart of Babylon, America. That is why, as I said to us, when she invaded Babylon, Iraq, she enjoined herself spiritually with the power of Babylon. They became one. And that is what the kingdom power must be, or this anti-Messiah power must be. And everyone today is anti-Hamashiach. They will not deny, they will not call upon the true name. They call upon these damned up pagan names. When a man comes to the knowledge of the truth, he cannot forsake Yahweh. And as Yahweh showed Nebuchadnezzar that he was the mighty one and the great one, that this one he called Daniel, he delivered him from the very fiery, the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He delivered them from the fiery furnace. And we're going to see the fire, the nuclear fire burn in this nation. We see it. We see the metaphors of it. You see it in your sons and daughters. They're naked. Sexual perversion is rampant in this nation. It's a nation that is so corrupt. Wives are not satisfied with their husbands. Husbands are not content with their wives. It is corrupt. It is foul. It's evil. And it is a nation that is full of seduction. Why? Because it is the nature of a beast. When a beast is in that period of time, it makes no difference where the beast is. The beast will perform what is right to do in that time. And that's the way this nation is. It has gone beyond the spiritual laws of Yahweh. It is a nation that has, as we see, natural laws of nature. The laws of Yahweh, the spiritual laws that govern man, he has rejected them. And he has gone to this law of beastly laws. Now the house of Israel, I want you to hear it for our safety. It is time out that we dull our senses to hear what Yahweh says. It is time out you come into Yahweh's Beit, his tabernacle, and you are pondering folly and foolish. Your mind is given over unto every kind of imagination. It's time out for that. He wants the house of Israel. He said, "I will cause the seed of man and the seed of the beast to be one." Will cause them to be one. He goes on to say, I want to drop down to verse 30 for expedience, because I'm going to finish this today. Look at this now in verse 30 of the same chapter. He said, but some of them, he said, how many? I want you to turn to your neighbor and say, he said, everyone. Turn to someone and say that. Did he say everyone or some? He said everyone. But everyone shall die for his own iniquity. Is that clear? Shall everyone die for their own iniquity? Because you have rejected Torah. This is a generation that will not take upon responsibility. It loves to blame, doesn't it? It always has an excuse for one's own iniquity. It loves to cause it to be displayed upon someone else. But the reason I am iniquitous is because of you. Yahweh brings it down because he's just. He said, everyone shall die. And everyone shall die. And when a man truly is in HaMashiach, he is dead from his iniquity. What are you saying? He will not trespass or transgress the Torah of Yahweh, for we know that sin is a transgression of the Torah. He will not become lawlessness. But there is a power of restraint that governs him. And a beast has no restraint to govern. I was talking to a brother the day. I said, you know those beasts in the field, the cows? If they want to come out of the fence, it is not the fence that restrains them. It is the fence that shows them the boundaries. But when there is not enough vegetation there, they will walk the fence down. Whether there is electricity or fire, it makes no difference at all. They will come through that. And if they get really roused, they will run through it and tear it down. And so there is no law. The only thing that keeps them within the bounds of restraint is simply that it is a nature of that beast to go not beyond the fence line or where the fence is. So Yahweh has done the same thing for the house of Israel. He has done the very same thing. That is what governs the behavior of the cows in the field. The fence does. Now what governs our behavior? What is the strength of our behavior? What governs us? Yahweh has not given us to be a people that is unjust. That is why he gave us a Torah, a law to instruct us. He has not given us a will to prowse and to peruse in our own purpose and our own desire. He did not do that. He never did it with the first man he created. He put him in the garden and told him, as long as you obey me, this is your paradise. Once you disobey me, then you're going to suffer greatly. That's what Yahweh did. And that is why we suffer greatly. We suffer in our spiritual lives. We don't see ourselves elevating or growing. No conviction of your own iniquity and your own depravity. You are sick beasts. You're sick. You have no strength of Yahweh at all. He's not talking to the degenerate people. He's talking to Yehuda. Israel, okay? That's who he's talking to. He says, everyone shall die for his own iniquity, even Adam man that eat the sour grapes, the unripened fruits. And this is a generation that love things that are unripe. They love things that are falsified and things that are not of truth. Any kind of thing that draws them away from Torah, they love it. They can sit hours, as I read this morning, the living section of the Observer on the Shabbat is usually about religion. And the first thing my eyes peered upon this morning as I read it was that people are watching more television than ever before. 8-10 hours a day. They sit before a controlling element of hell that controls every aspect of their lives. Tell them how to think, how to form their thought. And Yahweh has given us something that is far greater. He has given us a strength that calls us to be governed by a perfect law, a perfect Torah. They are watching more today than ever before because they have made them so inexpensive. 5 and 6 in a home, the flat panels, everything. Time for everything, but no time for scripture study. Time to be consumed with that, but no time to sit down mad in your home and instruct your sons and your daughters in the righteous Torah teaching of Yahweh. time for that, mother, but no time to make sure that your home has the power and the radiance of your ways through all there. So when the man comes home, he is refreshed from the labor of intensifying battles against the powers of hell. That's what a beast does. They just lie in the field. Even the rain, they'll lie there in the field and chew their cuds. And this beastly spirit of this generation does the same thing. It chews the same cud all the time. What are you saying, preacher? They puke up the same gossiping lies, the same busybody nature. They puke the same trash up all the time, and they chew on that puke from their bellies. That's what they do. It is the same trash. And a beast will always puke it up. It would always chew on that cud all the time. And that's the nature of this generation. It chews on trash. It eats sour grapes. It doesn't want the sweet grapes. It doesn't want the ripened grapes. It wants the sour grapes, the things that the world offers that cause the heart to be sour toward Yahweh. And this is a generation that's grown sour toward Yahweh. The mothers are sour, the daddies, the children. The homes have no life and no light of Yahweh. It is refreshed by folly. It is refreshed by stupidity and ignorance. But there is not a lively aura of the power of Yahweh in the midst today. Why? Because the power of the kingdom of darkness and the government of hell is established in the homes. There's no reverence of Yahweh there. There are no accolades continuously pulsating in the homes today. There's no strength of his Torah, the Tanakh, and the covenant that he has revived in a way that no one can take that from true Israel. Yet he caused the mind of the people to be taken away from the true essence of what he has commanded because of their own iniquitous ways. That's why you're going to die for your iniquity, your lawlessness, your Torahlessness. You can blame someone all you want to, my friend. You can say she is the cause of he. You can say because he said it, she said it, makes no difference at all. He says you're going to die for your own iniquity. I've commanded you what to do. I've commanded you how to live with each other. I've instructed you what you must do and how you must walk. He said it is your own iniquity that you're going to pay for, and you shall die. He said you shall eat the sour grapes, and his teeth shall be set on edge. We have our teeth set on edge, don't we? This is a generation that is on the edge. It's ready with the sharp teeth, just like the canine dog, to set his teeth into someone. To set your teeth into someone because you don't appreciate what they said, how they responded. He said, their teeth shall be set on edge. They will not receive, they will not eat the bread of the kingdom. There are times I feed the dogs some rotten meat, and when I feed them that, the defecation is always the results of that. When I feed them meat that is good, you can tell in the defecation. But yet they have some internal microbiotics in their bodies, even though it's rotten. They can eat it and not die. And that is the only thing that Yahweh has created that can do that. That is why we can eat sour grapes and rotten trash. And we don't bow to the world. We still have the worldly nature and the lust and the filthy foulness of the desire of the world. Only a dog and beast can eat that rotten stuff and not die. We eat the same rotten stuff over and over, and it doesn't kill us in our pursuit of that trash. It doesn't destroy us. Why? Because you don't have the nature of Adam. You don't have the Ruah of man. You don't have the spirit of man. He made man, he breathed the breath in him, he became a viable entity of his, a living soul, a living being. And so they eat the sour grapes, the rotten things, the false doctrines of the world today. That's what they eat. And they don't bow to the world. We must die out to the world. You know, Yahweh made his word for us to understand. And if he could take a dunce like me and reveal the simple truths, you that are much more intellectual than I am, believe me, he must, first of all, destroy the intellectual capacity. And then he can talk to you, okay? He's got to destroy that self-will. And then he can talk to you. I'm willing. Well, that doesn't make sense what you're saying. Oh, it's making sense. Because it's coming directly from the bosom of my Abba. Oh, it makes sense. It will be line upon line, precept upon precept. You must do it this way for a wicked generation. You see, the Bereans, they received, they heard every word that Shaul said. They received it, and then they searched the scriptures for the delight of what was given unto them. They searched the scrolls, the Torah, the Nabis, the prophets. They knew it was true. Because they could sense the dynamic change in the inward part, because they knew that this man Shaul was talking directly to that one. Him. They knew it was for them. This is a beast generation that says, not I, nor will you train me. And that is what the Torah does. It trains us. Nor will you train me. That's what the Torah does. It trains us. The teeth are set on edge. They eat these sour grapes. Verse 31, he says, look now. I want you to understand. Allow this to resonate or to be settled in your heart. He said, behold, the days come, saith Yahweh. Is this Yahweh speaking? This is not Jeremiah. This is Yahweh. He said that I will make a renewed covenant, a constitution. That is what a covenant is. An alliance, a pledge. I will make a renewed covenant with the world. With the beard of Yisrael, and who? The beard of Yahudah. I will bring about a constitution and an alliance that is so lively and that is so real that only Yahudah, the house of Yisrael, will know that this covenant is for them. Only they will know. Not some religious practice will teach you this. It must be taught according to scripture. He said, I will make a renewed covenant. No, I will not nullify the first one, but I will make it alive. I will bring a life to it. And what Hamashiach, the living power of my Torah, shall come upon the face of the earth. Those that are mine, he shall not lose none of them. But those that are perdition for the kingdom of darkness are to be given over to the powers and the works of darkness. The mindset of this generation is full of darkness. You see the gloominess upon the faces of Yahweh's people. There is no attention span to nothing. You can pay attention to the sour grapes. You can puke up that from your belly, the same old sour. Have you ever had that experience? You ate a little something and all of a sudden something come up in your throat. It is so sour and so nasty. I've experienced that. And that is what that trash, because every issue flowed from your iniquitous, lawless, Torah-lessness hearts. It doesn't flow from your neighbor's heart. It flows from your heart because there is no restraint or government or covenant there or alliance or legion with Yahweh. And so you bring up this sour taste in your mouth and this, yeah, nothing like it, is it? Ain't nothing like that trash. Wish you could get it up, but you can't. Well, how do we get this putrefied trash out of us? Can I tell you how? Will you believe me? By the mercies of Yahweh, he speaks to us today. And by his truth, the iniquitous, Torahless ways are purged. Iniquity is purged that way. So he grants unto us truth today. He grants unto us mercy, even though you have not physically expired for your iniquities. It's not your neighbors. Although he has not removed you for your iniquities, your Torahlessness, your lawless ways, he has abstained you by his mercies. And now he convey unto you his truth. He said, I will do something for the house of Israel and the house of Yahudah, that they will be one. There will be no friction. That they shall have one king. And I shall be the ruler. And the power of that kingdom and the strength of that throne is in the works and the power of Yahshua HaMashiach. That shall be the power of that kingdom. Let those that deny Messiah, let them deny him. It's a generation of ignorant men. They're beasts. No beast wants to be controlled. Our sheep are so wild. You see their foolishness. You go to feed them, they don't want it. They're paranoid about everything. They cannot be dealt with a kind nature. And there are times when one will act crazy. When we finally get it, I will take my fist and bust it in the side. I don't want to hit it in the head because the head is so hard. Don't want to break my knuckles. And that's the way his sheep are. They're just like this beast in the field. They have no sense of direction. And unless Yahweh does something in us, we will be all lost. He said, I'm going to do something that is so profound. That is of such great essence, only Israel, Yehuda will know that it is me. It will not come by some philosophy of man. It will not come by some intellectual properties. It will come by the strength and the power of my mighty works. And what HaMashiach is, no one can do that but Yahweh. That is why men reject him today. That is why men are trying to remove him today. I will not allow that Ruah, that vow spirit, to remove the purpose and the power of that great work of Yahweh from my life. He says, but this shall be, he said, I will make a renewed covenant with the bear of Israel and the bear of Yehuda, only with them. And this is what I will do in verse 33 of the same chapter. He said, this shall be the constitution. This shall be the ordinance, the alliance that I will pledge to them. This shall be the covenant that I will make with the Beit of Israel. Now listen to this. He did not say I will change things. He said this will be the alliance and the pledge that I will make to them. After those days, saith Yahweh, I will put my Torah, my law in their what? Inward part. The seat of authority and emotions. The seat of intellect. I will put my Torah there. Now what is the seat of our emotions? Are they every kind of vile, insidious power of hell that can be? Every kind of fleshly emotion. Hatred. Envy. Jealousy. Backbiting. Gossiping. Lies. That is the seat of power and control. That is what our pledge of allegiance is to. Our allegiance, our pledge is unto Yahweh. When I was a young lad in school, the first thing we did, we had to put our hands on our hearts and pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. We had to do that when I was in school. In the 60s, because of the communist movement, they wanted to know where your pledge was. Now, where is our pledge today? Is it to this natural order that is brought about by the beastly seed that had been sown in you? Or is it of the first man, Adam, that he dwells in the presence of the paradise of Yahweh, that he communed with Almighty Yahweh? What pledge is in your heart? What do you pledge to? What are you align yourself with? Who are you aligning yourself with? What is the purpose of your heart? What constitutes the strength? Or what is the constitution that governs your heart? Is it some kind of corrupt emotion? Some kind of fleshly vile thing that moves you away from the Torah of Yahweh? He said, I will put my Torah in the inward parts. That's my renewed power. That they will not forget it. That will be a delight unto them. That it will cause them to rejoice. I will put my law, my Torah, my Mitzvah, shall be in the heart of Israel. They shall not call me anymore by Baal, my son pagan god, but they shall call me by my name. I am Yah, and there is no other like me. They shall know that I am the Most High. Daniel calls him the Most High. He is just not high, but he is the Most High. And above him there is no other one. Yahweh is the Most High. He is the Almighty Most High. He is the Most High. Well, now what is the power of your emotion? What is the thing that is
highly in your mind, or what is the thing that dominates your mind every day? We can sit here with all of our hypocrisy and deceive ourselves. That's why he said, you will die for your own iniquity. You're going to die for your own iniquity. You're going to die. You can sit here and deceive yourself and pretend and speak false lies to you. He says, my mercy and truth is that iniquitous power that dominates you. It is purged. And if you don't have the truth of Yahweh, you will never see it. And His truth, His Torah, Yahweh's righteousness, is from everlasting to everlasting. And the Torah of Yahweh is truth. He shall teach us Torah. He shall teach us His ways, His constitution. He is just, isn't He? How can He be just without a Torah, a law, a government? The only way you can be just and do justly is that a man must understand what he has brought or the infraction that he has committed. And without understanding the infraction, how can you dispense a just judgment upon that man? Yahweh say, my judgment is so just, Israel, Yehuda, that I will put it in the inward parts of true Israel and Yehuda. It will not be this heathen power that rules. The heathen power rules today. The homes are dominated by iPods, televisions, cellular telephones. That's what dominates the homes today. That's the power of the homes, computers. No time for Yahweh, period. Video games, that's beastly. No time to prayer. Women today in their neighborhoods, they roam about looking for men or some sexual excitement or fulfillment. They sit around in the marketplace and gossip and lie and with frivolity and folly. It is not of your way. It's the nature of a beast. You go out there, the beasts are lying down. You go there, the little ewes, they're lying there. And most likely the goats or the cows, if they have gotten enough for their bellies. And that is why many of you, we will lie upon our beds with the trash, the sour grapes of that day. And we will chew them like cud. Egurgitate them, chew them again, talk to someone about it, swallow it back, puke it up, talk to someone else about it, swallow it back, puke it up again, swallow it back, puke it up. Yahweh knows what His people need. He knows what you need. And so, I will not be a shallow man that will try to appease your flesh and make you feel comfortable. I will not do that. I'm not trying to save the world. HaMashiach did not do it. The love of Yahweh will never do it. He will save Israel from their sins. And Israel is identified by that pure written Torah. The life of it and the hope of it is in that great revelation of Yahshua HaMashiach. He has something He has put in us, Israel. And that is what this government has worked to do. It has taken every discipline of Torah from your home. You base things upon the books of these perverts that write books, tell you how to raise your children, tell you how to raise and to do that. They tell you how to dress. Can you imagine how many books they have on telling you how to dress? They tell you how to eat. There's only one book you need to go to that will tell you how to eat. And that is the Torah of Yahweh. It tells you how to eat. They're doing everything to maintain or trying to govern their weight. Well, the Torah teaches us how to do that. It will teach us everything about life. It will tell you how to raise your children. What? Put the rod to their butts and don't spare them for their crying, because you will deliver their souls from hell. I don't need some Jezebel, some pervert, some effeminate man telling me how to raise my son. But the mighty one tells me how to raise him. What he tells me. And yet, you will hear that and you will regurgitate that trash among each other. And yet, not any of you will sit down and say, what Torah teaches us? What does the book scripture tells us about raising them? What does it tell you about birth and everything? It tells you about that. It tells you how to care for your children and what to do and what not to be involved, allowed to come into your home. It tells you all of those things. You're so ignorant. We're so ignorant. We're a sottish. He said, my people are sottish. He said, we're such a stupefied, ignorant generation that our own thoughts damn us because we will not listen, because we are very unwise. Wise man will always listen. A wise woman will always listen. They listen, they hear. They perceive, they shemak, they understand. This is a generation, because it is so beastly, it sets up a defense. That is the strength of the powers that be. That is the kingdom work of darkness. I will show you in scripture. That is his strength. That is the foothold. That is the strength of Shaitan. That is the acceptance of the works of darkness. I will show you in scripture. Hallelujah, Yahweh. He said, I will put my Torah in the inward part. And look at what Yahweh will do. This is beyond my comprehension. Maybe you can explain this to me. He said, and write. Did he say that? He said, I will write. Write them in their levim. And I will be their Abba, and they shall be my people. You mean Yahweh says he's going to write them? He's going to write them? He said, I will specifically take the pen and write them in the heart of Israel and Yehuda. And they shall know that I am Yahweh. And only Israel and Yehuda will know that they are my people. They will know that they are my people. Because I will write something there that nothing in the heart of Yehuda and Israel, nothing is going to take that out. We take scriptures like HaMashiach quoted. He said, if it was possible that even this kingdom power would deceive the very elect. And the very elect, there is a Torah of life written there, brothers and sisters. There is a word written by Yahweh. There is a government. There is a constitution that Yahweh has written. At the true house of Israel, they draw upon the lively or the living hope that is already there. That's why HaKadosh Ruah did not come and speak of its power, but what was already written and said. HaMashiach came not to destroy the Navi's of the Torah, but he came to bring life and power to it. So that is what it draws on. It draws on that strength. Torah. Power of Torah. The Tanakh. Tehillim. Mishlei. The words of Solomon and David. The experiences that they experience. In a kingdom and a world that was overtaken by the beastly heathen nature. Kingdom of darkness. You read those Tehillim, the Psalms of David. Did he not have great battles? His enemies. His foes. They come against me. But he had the Torah, which were a light unto his feet. And it was a lamp unto his pathway. He had to know which way to walk. He had to know what Yahweh commanded. This is a generation that has no love for Yahweh. We kid ourselves. That's why we're in the shape we're in. We are very morbid people. There's no lively hope in us. No hope at all. So there's nothing to defer the hope. That's why we're not a people that's glad, because there's really no hope in us. See, when a hope is deferred, it makes the heart sad. But because there is no lively hope in us, there's not a sadness for our sins, our iniquitous ways, our corruption. We don't get sad about that. We only get sad when we reveal. And you don't even get sad behind that. You get angry as a hellhound. I say it again, you get angry as a hellhound. You don't want your iniquitous ways to be revealed. But Yahweh says, I'm going to tell you, you're going to die. When you die in the spiritual realm, it's because your iniquity. You're dying for that. When there is no pulsating, when something pulsates, it continues to be there, doesn't it? Your heart pulsates, doesn't it? Sometimes I will sit there and just feel mine. Make the counts and see how many times it counts. And I just feel it's such an awe, just the sense that little thing. To every extremity of my body, it pumps oxygen. Boom, boom, boom. is faithful too, isn't it? Boom, 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 boom. It goes. Never stops. Yahweh says that you're going to die, and the breath of this life will not flow through your body because of your iniquities. And that's why you don't sense the breath of HaMashiach. That's why you don't have the might or the pleasing power to please Yahweh, because your own trashy iniquity. He said you're going to die. There will be no sense of life at all in you. The generation don't see much life in it. It's a generation of very little life. Very little. Hallelujah. I'm going to preach. He says, in the Levim, in the Lev of my people, shall I write the Torah. In America, there is no document more important than the Constitution, is it? I never forget, there was a man that I knew, his name is Attorney Brooks. We would dialogue at times. And he said to me, I want to tell you something, preacher. That in this nation, there's a piece of paper, if you know how to use it. It is called the Constitution. And it works for every man. See who it is. Yahweh says, my Constitution, my alliance, my allegiance is going to work for Yisrael. Do you hear me? Only Yisrael shall my Constitution work. And it shall produce a power and a life in my people that the heathen shall know that there is something different about them. Come out of her, my people. It must be a separation and a divide, a distinct demarcation of the people of Yahweh and the people of the world. Has to be. In every aspect. That which is highly esteemed among the world is an abomination to Yahweh. It's an abomination. And look at the things that the world highly esteems. Look at what they look at. Brother Jermaine and I, he took me down to the store yesterday, and I saw these young Jezebels. I look at people, and I don't mind dialoguing with them. You could tell she was no older than 13, and the clothing she had on, and the way she moved her body, minced it, you know, you could tell she was young. And I assumed that that was the mother, because they all looked alike. It was three of them, and I assumed that it was a family. And I looked at that beastly woman that calls herself a mother. And I said, what a dog. And she see her daughters dressed like this. You could see the imprint of their body parts, their just everything. It's not of Yahweh. It's a low self-esteem. That's why women dress like that. They have no confidence. That's all it is. A beastly. It's not a Yahweh. Yahweh doesn't intend for his daughters, his sons, to carry themselves that way. He doesn't intend for that. It's a beast, and they are hot and lusty. For this is the time of the year the kings go forth to battle. And the kings, the powers, the principalities, the rulers of darkness, they go to battle this time of the year in this nation like no other time. And they're battling for the being the soul of the people, and especially a segment of the population. Only one segment that they go after. I want you to turn quickly to the book of Daniel. I want to begin reading in the 7th chapter. You must understand that in order for the power of this kingdom to be established, it must be established in the heart of man. And that is why the sabbatical type of tactics of darkness, they're using them in everything, in advertisement, everything you look at. It draws you to a certain kind of a mindset. And so in order for this kingdom to be accepted of darkness, which is a beastly kingdom, it is not of the kingdom of Yahweh, it must be established in the heart, the mind of a generation and a people. Daniel says in Daniel chapter 7, verse 7, as he saw the great revelation of Yahweh reveal unto him, he says this, chapter 7, verse 7. Daniel said, after this I saw in the night vision, he said, and behold, I saw a fourth beast. Do you all hear that? to government. Now I did research on this word, the next word. The beast was dreadful. And the Aramaic term which it used for that, I could not find any other cross references to the dreadfulness of this kingdom that shall be. And the kingdom or the spirit that is in the heart of many today is a dreadful thing. He said, this beast of the kingdom, it is one that is dreadful. It causes great oppressing fear. Can I ask you a question? Is this not a generation and a people that's consumed with medication and for making drugs for oppression, drugs for depression, drugs for suppression? For the power of his kingdom is established in the heart of man today. He said it was dreadful. There was no kingdom like this, like this beastly power that rose up out of the rudiments of the world. And so they are drugged today in this nation. They're consumer drugs. Their minds are drugged with food and alcohol and drugs. Everywhere you go is that way. The cities are consumed. Drugs. Young boys and girls. They're drugged out on these demonic video games. And this dreadful attitude they have. They have no compunction about killing. They have no natural affections. That's what these video games teach them, to remove themselves from any kind of reality of life. And the parents are more ignorant than the children. It's not of Yahweh. It controls their minds, their actions and their reaction. He said, I will write my Torah there. That will control you. That will govern you. It governs the time of the day. They must spend a certain amount of hours playing this. Parents must spend a certain amount of hours watching as the whores go whore hopping. Ryan's, Jezebel's, all these vile soap operas they call them. They are seductive, deceptive powers of control of hell that control the seat of emotions. And that is where the inward parts of the power of the house of Yehuda in Israel, the Torah is put. He said, put it there and then I write it. That there will remind what's in here that is of Yahweh. That will be a witness. It will be a true witness. And so the powers to be, they must get control of the inward parts. They must get control of the mind. And they're using every form it is today to do that. There have been great kingdoms upon the face of the earth. Egyptology, or the Egyptians, their great mastery of building, interfacing with powers of hell, of darkness, that there is no kingdom that was like them. And yet there has never been a kingdom to rise to the strength and the power like a Babylon raised up on the shores of what we call North America, that is so seductive, has the power to make a man risk his being, his life, to reject his sons and his daughters for the utopic of life. She has robbed man of their senses, of their ability to understand love, compassion. It's not here in this damnable wicked nation. She raised up her pseudo-prophets and preachers. And people love it that way. You must have priests for the people that's walking on the dark kingdom. Yahweh had his Kohens, so you must have priests of the pagan form to keep them in line. Keep them in line with their own imaginations, their own will. For every imagination of the heart of man is evil and wickedly. It's evil continuously. He said, I saw this kingdom, the power of the sea that Yahweh talks about, rise up. See, this beast power in the heart of man, it is dreadful. Look at the superlatives. Dreadful. It will cause great fear of trepidation. It will cause the minds to freeze. And it will be such a fear that is oppressive. People are so oppressed today, worried about their house payments, their car payments, their children college, their dogs. They're so oppressed. They're pressed on that they will defy Yahweh. They will not give one centil, a nickel, to Yahweh, but they will offer up unto the powers of hell. They will work and put back every dime for a college degree But when it comes to Yahweh, they have a problem with that, even giving him an offering. I know what I'm saying. It's a generation that is oppressed. And the kingdom of the power, that kingdom in the heart of many, he said, I will cause the house of Yehuda and Israel, I will cause a seed to be mingled, or the seed of man and the seed of beast sown in the midst. He's going to identify Yehuda and Israel. He says, and it will be a terrible power. And yet we think that Yahweh is oppressive. That's the kind of foolish mindset we have. Well, I don't like that because Pastor Roberts embarrassed me, reproved me. Scripture says he will be terrible. He will be terrible. It will be a dreadful kingdom. It will be so terrible that it will cause such an alarming fear in the heart of people that they will freeze. Parents today fear their children, and the reason why, because they're wicked. Scripture tells us that children shall rule over them. They shall oppress them. And today, because parents are wicked as hell, their children rule over them. And the wives are going to, or the women are going to, go to oppress or rule over the men. Because this is a wicked generation of men. It's an effeminate generation of men. It's not a generation of warriors. They will not fight for truth. They will not die for the truth of Yahweh. And women, because they're effeminate, because they have their feminine ways, they want men that are effeminate and soft. No. No, I will not be that way. For no woman. For no one. I will stand as a warrior. I will die for his truth. I will not be that way. For no woman. Period. I don't need no assistant, Sister Roberts, pastor. She's not a pastor. She's a woman. She teaches the women to love their husbands, clean their homes. She must be an example of that. Her home is clean. How to dress. She must be an example of that. Not trying to show a booty. Show a titty nippers. So it's a generation of very weak men, effeminate, soft, soft, punkish men. I say that with no fear of trepidation, with no apology. That's what it is today. And their children oppress them and rule over them. He said, it shall be caused an alarming fear. Do you all hear me, brothers and sisters? Children today cause the heart of parents to be alarmed. They get downright morbid because of their sons and their daughters. They don't know what to do. I'll tell you what to do. You trust Yahweh. You allow his constitution, Yisrael, to be the strength and the vitality of your heart. That's what you do. I will say this to all of us. I don't care what kind of circumstances and situations that have happened here. I will not negate to deal with what truth tells me to deal with. I don't care if it's your sons, your daughters. I don't care. And I don't care how you feel about that. I want you all to know that. I don't care if it's your friend, your cousin, your mama, your dad. I will deal with those circumstances. Whether it's in the midst of us, whether it's outside. I will deal with it. And I will not be brought subjected unto you or anyone because your daughter or your son has done something wickedly. I will not. So I will not change anything for that. They're wicked. They're blind. The kingdom of darkness is in their heart. They're not the sons of Yahweh. They don't have the power of the Torah in their minds. They got worldly lust. They have abominable desires. It's not of Yahweh. He said, I will put my allegiance, my alliance with you, and you will know it, Israel. For that shall be the strength in the time of trouble. You're going to need it. You're going to need something more than what you got today. With a time, you're going to need more than what you have. And what we have is not very much. You become very weak. At least little things remove us from the pinnacle of the perch of power. So you don't have much. He said it will have this dreadful, terrible, and look at this, an exceeding, strong, marked by an extreme strength. Do you sense that today? There's a strength out here today. Unless you have the power of the Torah of Yahweh, you cannot battle it. They talk in a way, they say things, the power of this kingdom. Can I tell us something, brothers and sisters? Everything before the nuclear bomb was ever designed, it had to be conceptualized, was it not? It had to be played out in the mind of man. And Einstein's theory of relativity, what is it? It's E equals C E equal MC to the second power. Is that right, brother? E equal MC to the second power. That's the power, or that's the strength on the basis of the relativity of Einstein. And so the concept was already laid there in the mind of this man. And so you have to extrapolate from that the power or devise the physiological strength of that whereby you can see it played out in this extreme thing that would destroy people. And that is what Shaitan has done, the kingdom. He has found the ways to bring about this relativity or to bring things that are relevant to a generation that caused them to deny Torah and the power of Torah in Tanakh and the power of that which is written in Israel. That's what he has done. I use that to make the analogy to show us the parallel. He said it should be a terrible, extremely strong. It should be very oppressive, extremely strong. It should be terrible, exceedingly strong, marked by superior power. And the great iron teeth. And so the generation that their words and their teeth, when they lay them into you, is nothing like this generation. They bite, don't they? They bite parents, children. Brother Jermaine said to me the other day, he said, you know, Pastor Robert, people don't realize scripture says that you are wounded in the house of a friend. He said, a friend will always wound you. That's all right. He said, but it doesn't say that a friend kills you. This is a generation that kills one another. Friends will wound you. Why? Because they will tell you that is not right. But they will not kill you. He said, we are people that tend to forget that, are we not? That they are wounds. They are wounds. He said, but this government, this kingdom shall be so extreme, so powerful. And the teeth, it shall devour, it shall devour. And I often do, because I'm not the most intelligent man, far from that. I wanted to understand, you know, I know it's going to devour, but what is the power of that? It is the power to slander. And that is the kingdom power of this age. It slanders Yahweh. It blasphemes. So it has the power to devour, to slander, to destroy. It is nothing like slander that destroys a man. They can say that someone is a suspect for a crime. They put his picture on television and everyone believes that the man is guilty. Just like that man down there in Atlanta doing the Olympics in Atlanta. What was his name? Richard what? But anyway, they said that he was the one that placed the bomb there. They castrated the man's character, caused him to go into oppression and depression, destroyed that man, and he was not even the man. They destroyed his life. And that's what slander does. To lie, to speak. And that is the power of the kingdom work of darkness. It is one that slanders and lies, and I'm quite sure you don't do that. You never done that. That's not your action. If you are doing that, you know that the mitzvahs are not written in your heart then. You know that you're walking in corruption. And it's not going to destroy the one you slander, it's going to destroy you. You lie with your lying words, your slanderous words. I can tell you something, that his name is established forever. His name is great, it is excellent, and all the slandering that Shaitan and the Jesus onlys and the Lord's onlys and the God's onlys, the pagan perverts, I say that because when they are those that will hear this message and will not examine the scripture and see if that is so, then that's what they are of. You don't harden your heart against truth when you hear it. You examine it and see is there any validity or any truth to it. So when those hear this, and when they understand that there's something to this that is different than the others, then they might examine that. The man came here yesterday, well, my intellectual and his capacities, I looked at the man. But he said this to me, he said, I listen to you all the time. He lives down here and down by the sand pit. I said, I listen to you all the time. But he said this, he said, But the way you lay it out is strong, and the way you put it out is not like the other ones. You lay it out strong and powerful. I said, well, you just keep listening to me. Bah, just keep listening to me. And this is the generation that cannot hear. But Yahweh warns us. He said that shall have the teeth that shall devour, shall slander, and it shall break in pieces. And it shall trample the residue, the remainder, with his feet. And it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. Yahweh said that the recapturing of this Roman entity And this Roman mind or this Roman mindset, it is one, even as we see under Constantine and the rulers, it is one that rejects the authenticity of Yahweh. They have no problem with gods. None whatsoever. And so the religious power of that day under Constantine, that this Jezebel whore, this Roman Jezebel spirit that permeates the world and the nations of the world, that it rejected the very authenticity of the power of his identity. And yet it keeps an alliance with identifying every God, but when it comes to Yahweh, it will not identify him. It identifies the Baptist God, the Methodist, the Pentecostal. They all have different gods. The UPCs, they all have different gods. The white gods, the black gods, the you are them gods, they all have different gods. The rich gods, the poor gods, the middle class gods, the American gods, the racist gods, the prejudiced gods, they have an assortment of gods. And they are viable in this nation. You got these Jezebel houses, these whore houses that permeate every kind of prejudice thought there is. Every kind of vile thing there is, they permeate it. And it is the truth that they do it. And Yahweh says that this king or the power that rise up, tell me brothers and sisters, has that been a religious mindset more like this today in any period of time of the world? Your little 15, 14, 16, 17 year old sons and daughter will tell you, well, I don't see it that way. Well, you did that. You did that. They cannot comprehend. They will reject what you say. They will despise what you say. They will question what scripture says. They will question that. And yet they will not question what the powers of hell instruct them to do. A young man will not question whether he should walk around with his pants hanging off his buttocks like a fool. A young girl will not question whether she should lie like a dog of the field and let every boy sleep. Well, they don't question that. A parent will not question when someone tell her that the little girl is a Jezebel. You need to instruct that the boy is a fool. They will question that. And yet the end result is one of death and destruction. There's a way that seems right unto man, but that way leads to destruction. Yahweh gives us a right way. And so everything you see in this hour, everything you see, brothers, is the establishment of the powers of darkness, the kingdom. But it must be established in the heart, right? In order for us to know that we're the seed of Yahweh, his Torah must be there. Is that right? And that's why you're seeing Yahweh bringing his people out of her. They're coming out. Oh, there are not a lot of them, but they're coming out and they're hearing. They're drawing and holding fast to what Yahweh says. They're keeping his moeds, his feast days. They may not understand everything. That's all right. It's one thing that old evangelist Hartsfield taught me many 26 years ago. Brother Roberts, I want to say this, the purpose of your heart. Is the purpose pure? Your desire? Is it motivated by something that is corrupt? And I will always challenge my heart to see what is it motivated for? What is the motivation? Is it my own greed, my own lust, my own desire? Or is it for the purpose of Yahweh? And I've never allowed that to lead me in all of these years. The motive, the intent, the purpose, the desire of the heart. He would say, what is it? What is your desire? And so we see a generation today that love beastly things. Everything that is manifested today is beastly. Everything. The young men, their attitudes toward parents is beastly. And you take two bulls out there when the offsprings of Ivan, when they get the size, oh, he's a big boy. Now he's 1,800 pounds. But when they get around 900,000 pounds, they would challenge him. Oh, they would do that. They would say, I will see what you got. And then when they sense any kind of weakness in him, they got him. They will ride him away from those cows. And he will say, I will take. Now, that's what they're doing today. They're driving their parents. You will see those bulls lock horned, and the stronger one will always prevail. It doesn't mean that the bigger one is the strongest one now. And the biggest, the strongest one will always prevail. Always. And it will root out the one that is weaker. It will take over the harem. It will take over and do the duties that you're not fit to do anymore. And that's the mindset of this generation.